Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Schindler is the executive director of the Justice Policy Institute. They've done a lot of work in many, many areas for a long time, including on the effectiveness of school resource officers. We are debating that. We're trying to find out more information. Hopefully, this press conference, which may start now in another 10 minutes or so in Uvalde, will give us more information about the resource officer and these reports of a vague term engaged with the shooter and potentially two other officers who were shot by the individual who was behind these murders. But the Justice Policy Initiative looked long and hard at this work of school resource officers, and Mark is with us. Mark, thanks for your time. Give me in the broadest sense how you looked at this particular area, because obviously there are tens of thousands of school resource officers all across the country.
Sure, no, and I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. You know, the driving motivation to have police in schools, and I prefer to call them school police officers, which is really what they are. It's not really much about resources. The driving motivation to have police in schools really took off after the Columbine school shooting. There had been police in schools before then, but it really was ratcheted up. And, of course, the motivation was to keep students safe and make schools safer. Unfortunately, the evidence just hasn't borne that out. There's no evidence that I'm aware of, at least, and I'd love to see it if it exists, that shows that having police in schools makes schools safer. There's just zero evidence to support that.
Is there any evidence that shows it makes it more dangerous?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. There is evidence that shows that there are what I would describe as unintended consequences to having police in schools. And what we've seen for decades now is research that shows that having police in schools results in a couple of things. It results in kids more likely to be suspended or expelled from schools. It results in kids being more likely to be referred to the justice system, what's often referred to as the school-to-prison pipeline. And in both of those outcomes, what we see is it disproportionately falls on students of color. So black and brown kids more likely to be suspended and expelled, more likely to be sent to the justice system. And this is really for behavior that I think probably when you and I were coming up would be most often handled in the principal's office. And too often now what we see is behavior that used to be handled in the principal's office now too often is handled in a police precinct. And the outcomes are just not good, and it doesn't make schools any safer. It's also very expensive.
Well, I think one report said with 20,000 plus armed school officers that the estimated amount of money from state, local, and federal is around $1 billion. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, the shame of it, in fact, is that we do know what will work to make schools safer. You know, there's a couple of things that we should be doing more of. We know that having qualified mental health counselors and social workers will help a lot, because kids really need adults they can trust and talk to. And typically that's not a police officer. It doesn't mean it can't be a police officer. And, you know, there are, I think, good people who are trying to do these jobs. And often what you'll hear from a school police officer is saying something along the lines of, you know, I'm really more like a mentor or a counselor or a social worker. And that's fine. But the reality is, if we're going to spend money on somebody in a school to do those types of jobs, to do those types of services, why wouldn't we spend it on someone who's actually trained and qualified to do that, like a counselor or a social worker, versus somebody who's trained to be a law enforcement officer? Those positions, the school police officer positions, actually cost more than having a counselor or a social worker. And the people who do those jobs as police officers in schools, they're kind of faking it to try to do social work and counseling. I think we'd be much better off having them doing their law enforcement jobs in the community and being available to respond to a school if necessary.
Mark Schindler is with us. He is the executive director of the Justice Policy Institute. He's with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, saying from their extensive reporting, he doesn't believe there's any evidence that shows a success, a preventing of attacks with the resource officers, with the police resource officers there. I think you're making a lot of points that are worth noting, Mark, for whether it's me or the members of the audience who say, why can't it be check, check, check? Why can't we figure out a way to say we have to stop targeting individuals just because of their race, if that is proven? And if it is, it's just flat out racism and we have to stop it instantly. Why can't we have the ability for schools to look more at mental health? And why can't they also have the police officer available? I get the response, by the way. I get in our state, we're debating this and it's money, right? But if the money was available to the person who says, we can't do one thing to stop this, we have to do a collective amount, why can't we look at this with these multiple levels as opposed to eliminating one of the options?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, and unfortunately, we are talking about making tough budget decisions oftentimes, and so we should put our taxpayer dollars in the strategies that would be most effective. But if we were talking about unlimited resources, right, the reality is there's just no evidence to show that police officers make schools safer, and there's unintended consequences. So we have to balance that as well. And of course, you know, we can't have this conversation without talking about the role of firearms, right? Of course, the best thing we could do is just make sure it's much, much harder for people to get access to these weapons, particularly these lethal weapons. You tell me, when was the last time you did a story on a mass knifing at a school, right? If these lethal automatic weapons were not so easily available, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So we really need to make sure we consider that as part of this discussion as well.
Mark, we're going to carry this press conference down in Uvalde, and it looks like the authorities are coming over. I'd love to ask you a few more questions, but we're kind of caught right now because this information is so important. So I got to let you go.
Sure.
But we absolutely will reach out again. So thank you very much.
Yeah, happy to talk anytime. Thanks for your interest.
Yeah, that's Mark Schindler, the executive director of the Justice Policy Initiative.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.